A wonderful thing is that the Lord has created us male and female. He didn't create us all the same. He created us differently. And in that way, by making us male and female, the Lord blessed us. He made us happy. And the reason for this is that the Lord gives special gifts, different special gifts, to men and to women, so we need each other and we can help each other, as it says in the story of the creation of the woman, that she would be a help, as with him, we can help each other. We need each other. In heaven, an angel man and an angel woman are not whole people, they're not whole angels, but together they make one angel. And the same thing is true of us on earth. We're only half a person without our married partner. Together, we make a human being. Now, the Lord's special gifts are especially love and wisdom. And the Lord gives both gifts to men and to women. But the difference is that he gives more of love to one and more of wisdom to the other. And can you tell? Does he give more of love or wisdom to women? You probably know. But let's hear some stories, think of some stories in the Word about women, and then we'll know for sure. There's a story about Sarah, the wife of Abraham, and Rebecca, the wife of Isaac, and Jacob, Rachel, the wife of Jacob. And one of the things that the Word specially says about each one of these women is that they were very beautiful. And that's a special gift that the Lord gives to women. All women are beautiful because that's the way the Lord creates them. And another thing that we can see from the Word is, like, we can think of the story of Hannah, who was the mother of Samuel, and her husband Elkanah. It says Elkanah loved her very much, and she loved him. And we can see that that's another gift that the Lord gives to women, is that they can be wives. They can be wives to their husband, just like Eve was a wife to Adam, and Hannah to Elkanah, and Sarah, Rebecca, and Rachel to their husbands. The Lord creates women to be wives. That's another wonderful gift that he gives them. And then a third gift we can see, if you think about the story of Hannah, what was it that she wanted more than anything else that she didn't have? She prayed to the Lord, please, may I have a baby? That's what she wanted. That's true for Sarah, Rebecca, and Rachel, too. They all had to wait a long time before they had their first baby, and that's what they wanted more than anything else. And if you think of these words from the Word, who's it talking about? It says, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Well, you know, that's the baby Lord, and it's Mary who got to be the mother of the Lord. So you can see this is a third wonderful gift that the Lord gives to women to be mothers. One more thing we can see from the Word. We read the story of Mary Magdalene this morning, part of that story for our recitation. She was the first person to come to the tomb after Easter, on Easter. She was the first person to see the Lord, and she got to be the one to bring the message to the disciples that the Lord was risen. And she and other women in the story, like Mary and Martha, the sisters of Lazarus, and Joanna and Chuza, they were all people who helped take care of the Lord and his disciples. So these are some of the special things that the Lord gives to women to do that are different from the things that he gives to men to do. So we can see that the chief gift that the Lord gives to women is love. That's the special gift that the Lord gives to women more than he gives wisdom and much more than he gives to men. In fact, we read in the heavenly doctrine that without the sphere, the influence of women upon men, men have no love for marriage, not any love for the opposite sex, no love of little children at all. Not at all. All of that gift comes to men from the Lord, but through women. And this love is associated with the purpose of creation. The reason why the Lord created the whole universe is that people may be married and have children. And that way people can be born and come to heaven and be with the Lord. So you can see what very high, important loves these are that the Lord gives to women. And with that love that the Lord gives to women, he also gives them a very special perceptive wisdom. We also read from the angels, the angel husbands, that wives in heaven especially have a very careful sense of what's going on in their husbands' minds. They can see it, they can perceive it, they can hear it, they can feel it with their hands. They can tell what's going on. Elsewhere it says it's like a sixth sense that women have about the states of their husbands. And what's it for? It's for helping them be better friends and have complete trust in each other so that they can both be very happy together. That's what it's for. It says wives are most tender loves and ardent zeals, like a burning fire, a warm fire to keep you warm in the winter, kind of fire for the marriage, for their marriage. So the Lord doesn't just give love to women. He also gives them lots of wisdom, a special kind of wisdom that men don't have at all. So you can see these special gifts that the Lord gives to women. Now, as is true for everybody, men too, there are also evils that are opposite, that wreck the Lord's gifts, that shut out the Lord's gifts from us. And we can see this from a story of an evil woman in the Word named Herodias. She was married to Philip, who was one of the governors of the whole land of part of the land of Canaan. And she left him and married, or moved in at least, with Philip's own brother, Herod, who was another governor of part of the land of Canaan. And John the Baptist said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. It is against the Lord's law." And because of that, Herodias hated John the Baptist. And she tried to get Herod, her new husband, to kill John the Baptist. But he wouldn't do it, partly because he was afraid of the people, because they all knew that John the Baptist had been sent by the Lord. But also, Herod wanted to hear what John said, even though it wasn't very comfortable. He wanted to hear what Herod said. But then, on Herod's birthday, he had a big feast and invited 1,000 of his male friends, and he got a little drunk. And then Herodias' daughter Salome came in and danced for the men, and they all thought it was cool. And Herod boasted in front of all his friends that he would give her whatever she asked for. So she went and asked her mother, "What should I ask for?" And her mother said, "The head of John the Baptist." And Herod was really sorry, but because he had boasted this in front of all his friends, he felt he had to do it. So one of the things we can see from this story is that true love comes only from the Lord and only comes to us when we keep his commandments. The Lord says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." So only when we keep the Lord's commandments can we have true love, whether we're men or women. So that's one of the things we can see very clearly from this story. Herodias did not love the Lord. She did not keep the Lord's commandments. She did not love either Philip or Herod. And she didn't care about them. And so she was willing to try to boss Herod around. And when she couldn't do that, she tried to trick him into doing something he knew was wrong. And she did. She managed to trick him into doing something he knew was wrong. So you can see that that's opposite to the kind of love and wisdom that the Lord wants to give to women. That's something we all have to watch out for. If you want to love other people, we must keep the Lord's commandments. So we can celebrate, we can rejoice in the special gifts that the Lord gives to all of us through women and to women. We couldn't live without these special gifts that the Lord gives to women. We can be respectful of women. We can love their warm hearts and their perceptive wisdom. If we're husbands, we can be thankful to our wives. We can tell them how much we appreciate them. We can ask them, "What's something that we could do to make our marriage even better?" Because they might have an idea about that. And if we're not married yet, we can look forward to the time when the Lord will provide us a husband or a wife, because He will. He absolutely will, whether it's in this life or the next life, He will. That is His plan for us. If we're growing up, we can practice. We can practice being respectful of women and girls. We can practice, if you're a girl, you can practice especially being loving to other people and tuning in to their states. And of course, we can also practice not doing the things the Lord teaches us not to do, like bossing other people around, trying to trick them into doing what we want instead of what they want. Because if you love someone, you want them to be free to do what they think is best. And then when they love you back, it's truly love on both parts. So next week, we'll think about the special gifts that the Lord gives to mankind through men. But this week, let's be thankful and celebrate the gifts that the Lord gives to us through and to women. Amen.